Well, good evening. Tonight we're going to be talking with Patrick O'Leary, who was born and raised in Saginaw.
That's correct.
And went to Wayne State, is currently an assistant creative director?
Associate
creative director for an ad agency in Detroit. Welcome.
Oh, good to be here.
We're delighted to have you. How did you get into writing science fiction as an ad person?
I'm not sure the two are connected. I just happened to fall into advertising as a career, and I've been writing strange stories since I was a little boy, I think. And that's just one of the many weird things that I do. I write poetry, I've written short fiction, novels, songs, all sorts of things like that. Actually, but people probably, strangely enough, what most know me for is an ad that I did for Chevrolet, and it was a poem that I wrote for the Chevrolet Tahoe that James Garner read. It was called Nobody Knows It But Me.
And great. I remember the poem.
Yeah, it's strange. I've gotten more letters and phone calls and a lovely sentiment from that poem than anything I've ever written.
Oh, I remember it vividly when the ads were out, and I thought
I'm so
it was
glad.
Just great.
I'm glad. Thank you.
Very interesting. I was delighted to see that you were the one. It's like, oh, I know somebody who's done an ad. So what books have you published?
I've published three novels and one collection of stories, essays, and poetry. My first novel was Door Number 3. Second novel was The Gift. Third novel was The Impossible Bird. That's my latest book. And the collection is called Other Voices, Other Doors. They're all science fiction, fantasy, various realms of weirdness where I reside.
I read The Impossible Bird. I found it quite intriguing. I couldn't put it down, and now I'm sitting there going, okay, I'm to the end. I think I'm going to have to reread this because there's a whole lot more here than one could possibly imagine.
Actually, I hear if you buy two separate copies and read one first and then the second, I think that method is much more practical.
I actually used the library's copy.
Oh, really? Well, no wonder you had a hard time.
So, you know, but it was very enjoyable. I did, enjoy reading your book. Do you have any others in process at the moment?
Anything I'm always writing. Yes, I'm writing something now, and I have been for some 3 or 4 years. I've had a lot of problems with writer's block in the last 2 years or so. But I think I'm writing a fantasy novel right now. I have no idea what to say about it other than it's about imaginary friends. And that's what I'm up to on the side when I'm not doing advertising.
That sounds like it'll be intriguing to read. I can't wait to see that one in print.
I hope so. Thank you.
Do you have any hints that you might want to give upcoming writers, whether they're science fiction or any genre, poetry?
Well, sure. The easiest thing and the best advice I can give any writer, a young writer, is to read. Good writers are almost always readers. I don't see any way to become a writer unless you learn the craft through reading. So, and I don't have to tell this to anybody who's serious about writing. I think they know that they're going to have to devour a lot of books and study the craft that way. It's plus a great joy, too, but definitely you have to be a reader, I think, to be a writer. It sounds like very basic advice, but I think it needs to be said.
I think it does, and most of my speakers over the past couple of years have said the same thing. You have to read. And then you also have
to see, I'm not just making this up.
No, you're not. And then you also have to plaster your walls with your rejection letters and get over them.
That's true. That is true. I've had quite my share of them, as any writer knows. That's, you have to go through that.
How does one, if you do all that reading, manage to keep in your head what books certain quotes you might want to use come from? I'm just always fascinated with the amount of stuff I read that people just pull these quotes that just seem like they come from nowhere and they resource it all, and it's like...
You mean quotes from other books that they refer to?
Yeah, you know, Plato, Plutarch, and it's like esoteric stuff that people don't read much anymore.
Well, you know, I think if you remember the last book you read, there's probably a line or two or a scene that is that you underlined or checked. Everybody has that.
Memory is what was it? It's where Daniel's talking about having lost his wife and memory being horrible. I off of page 32 in your book.
That's right. Something like memory was a special kind of hell or something like that.
I actually wrote it out and put it in my journal.
And then that's what everybody does. That's what writers do.
So you actually collect scraps scraps of paper with these notes on them?
And I say, well, what is, I'm going to use that someday, and you have no idea where it's going to land, and sometimes it's in the opening credits, or my the book, The Impossible Bird, I'm so delighted to say, ends with a quote from my favorite poet, Mary Oliver.
Yes, I like her writing.
Oh, she's a wonderful, wonderful nature poet and superb poet. And I was lucky enough to say, dear Miss Oliver, would you let me use this quote? And I paid her a very reasonable sum of money, and she let me use it, and I was just delighted to be able to use it. And it was from a beautiful poem. What was the poem? I'm not sure I remember it. The Perfect Day, I believe the poem
was
from.
Yeah, I think it might have been.
Okay.
It was one of the books that, because I wanted to get started and get it finished before tonight, I didn't read the acknowledgments, which I usually do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I recommend anything by Mary Oliver, the poet, and I was very, very privileged to use that quote.
Is there anything that you'd like to tell the audience about yourself, your family, your job, just something that might draw them into being interested in your writings?
What'd you have in mind, as Harvey says sometimes, or as Elwood B. Dowd. What would you like to know about me? I'm 51 years old. I live in a suburb of Detroit. I have two young grown men as sons. I have married to the eighth most beautiful woman in the world.
The eighth most beautiful?
Yes. I have to be honest. There are seven women who are more beautiful than her.
And your mother's one of them?
Please, this is getting very personal. My goodness.
Well, we're looking forward to listening to you tonight. I understand you're going to read from your other voices.
Other voices, other doors. I might do some selections from that, as well as a story perhaps from a new anthology that just came out.
Other voices, other doors we didn't have in the library, so I unfortunately didn't get a chance to look at that one. So
I think we can remedy that tonight.
Quite interested in listening to that. So
good.
We're looking forward to listening to you later on tonight.
Thanks, Leslie.
And thank you very much for coming.
My pleasure.